Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom Ministry. I'm Brother Miles, and I will be teaching on this evening. It has been a good day. The precept that the Most High gave me this morning just did a lot for me. Lifted some things, you know, out of my spirit. Gave me some clarity in a lot of ways. So I am, you know, I am walking in joy right now. I pray that you are as well. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everybody out on the internet, on Pal Talk, on Blog Talk, wherever you may be. We greet you in the Master's name of Yeshua, HaMashiach. To my family, I want to say Happy Sabbath, family. Shalom. Yah is good and greatly to be praised. We are going to be going into, back into the Great Tribulation. We started this last night, and we're going to continue in it tonight. As we are going into this, again, this is a terrible time, the Great Tribulation. And we saw how the Most High had mercy and sealed us, and he wouldn't allow these beasts, these bugs, these locusts that had come upon the earth to harm all those that he had sealed. But we're going to see that that's going to change. Not with the bugs, not with the locusts, but with the Antichrist. So as we go into this, I want everybody to kind of, you know, start preparing yourself mentally for what we're going to read. Because if you want to reign with him, what I have told you from the scriptures, we're going to read that again tonight. And we're going to find out that you got to love the Most High with everything that you have. And if you know what's coming, then it should not be a shock to you. It should be something that we are prepared for. So let us do our statement of faith. And then let us pray in, read the scripture for tonight, and then we're going to jump into this precept. Let us turn toward the east, toward eternity, toward the house that Solomon built. Ladies, cover your heads. Men, uncover your heads. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13, let us give our Elohim, our God, our Redeemer, our Savior, let us give him a hand clap of praise this evening. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for always thinking about us, Yah. Thank you for considering us before the foundations of the world. Hallelujah to you, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, Yah. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your name, Father. We thank you for bringing us out of confusion. We thank you for giving us a clear mind. Hallelujah, a mind to only want to worship you and serve you, Yah. We glorify you, Father. We lift you up and we magnify your name. For truly, you are worthy. You are only the only one worthy, the only thing worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you glory and honor and praise this evening. We worship you, Father, with our hands. We worship you, Father, with our lips. Father, we will worship you with our work towards you. with our walk in you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up. Let us go. Keep holy hands raised to the Most High. And let us pray in. Brothers, again, uncover your heads. Sisters, cover your heads. We should still be facing toward the east. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people will keep perpetually throughout all time. Father, we ask that you forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel, that we have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and if you have walked contrary to us. And you said, but if we would turn from our wicked ways and repent of our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, you said, then you would turn your eyes and your ears back toward your people Israel, and you would hear our supplications and our prayers. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have walked contrary to you and that we have done wickedly. And we repent of our sins and we turn from our wicked ways. And we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But we will worship you, Yah. And our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray that you would turn your eyes and your ears back toward us and you would hear our supplications and our prayers. Father, we have prepared a place for you here amongst us, that you would come and that you would feed us, that you would have us to know what you would have us to hear. Let it be you that guides us tonight. Let it be you that speaks, and let Brother Miles decrease and let you increase. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right. We are just going to get two verses for the scripture reading this evening. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And again, as I said this morning, this chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, is really saying to us, don't wait until you get old in your twilight years to come to Yah. Come to him when you're young, when you still got your strength, when you're not when you still got your joy. Because the closer you get to death, the closer you get to death. What? Okay, this has mistiming on it. Just hang up and call right back in. I'm just going to start an instant session. I apologize. But if you guys will just call right back in, I'm going to have to end this session. So if you'll call right back in, I need to end this session and restart another one. Because, well, you know what? Yeah, let's just do that. So we'll call right back in.